This person out on Back Loop had a bear in his yard the night previously. Sounds like it was getting into a freezer that was on its porch. So I think what they tried to do was kind of barricade that opening so the bear wouldn't have access. And it came back the next morning, was able to crawl along a railing into kind of an opening into this Arctic entry area where the freezer was located. That's when the homeowner decided to kill it.
How big was the bear?
It wasn't very big. It was a smaller bear, probably 2 to 3 years old. It was a male.
So any sort of citation or any potential charges against the homeowner?
Previous experience, the person had a chicken coop, and so a bear had gotten into a chicken coop, you know, sometime this summer, and they took the extra measures to get an electric fence around the chicken coop. Sounds like they were trying to do what they could to keep the bear out of the area. I heard from the troopers it sounds like they might have been remodeling their home, which is why the freezer was out on the porch at the time. You know, the homeowner was trying to do the right thing by trying to keep the bear out of there. They scared it off a couple different times. They barricaded off that opening, so they took some measures to keep the bear from coming back, but no citation was given because it was a defense of life and property.
This is kind of the time of year in which we kind of have these instances of bears kind of going through garbage and looking for food before they hibernate.
I do know that it's kind of a feeling that bears get. They start to feel that sleepy feeling. Right now, natural food sources are starting to dwindle down. So, you know, fish are starting to, you know, die off in the creeks. The berries are starting to degrade. So bears don't have easy targets, being trash or freezers or chicken coops to get into. You know, they're just going to head uphill and they're gonna den. Will bears den if they have a constant food source? Well, they don't really have any reason to den. You know, if they're getting into garbage or easy targets, why bother going to bed? So.
And I believe earlier this year, in January, we still had a bear out and about in downtown,
correct?
Right?
Yep, correct. And that was because it was getting into constant trash that was outside of people's homes. You know, we still have that ordinance where you have to keep your trash contained year-round. And I think people are under the impression that bears are supposed to be sleeping during that time period. And so I think they get a little lax on making sure all their attractants are contained.
There's no really any sort of time frame in which homeowners can stop being vigilant about their trash and handling practices, right?
Right. Yep. Nope, that's correct. I think bears are usually sleeping, but they can still be active in the den, so they could be out wandering around. So some bears may den close to town. So if they wake up and they just have the feeling that they want to get a little snack and they come into town and they have access to stuff like that, you know, they're going to keep coming back until that food source is depleted.
How many bears have been shot in the Juneau area this year? Do you have a count on that?
Well, as far as I have the numbers for, you know, right off the top of my head for fishing game. So I think this year we've euthanized 4 different bears. Many of those were either destructive or injured somehow. As far as bears that we've relocated and moved out of town, that's also 4.
You have different criteria for which are relocated and which are euthanized, is that
correct?
Right?
Correct, yeah. So usually bears that have destructive behavior, you know, those are ones that we don't feel like we want to move the problem, so to speak. So those, we basically take the time to address and kind of get familiar with these bears, how many calls are coming in about these bears, what they're doing during these different events where we're getting these calls. And then we'll kind of assess, you know, how that bear's behaving. You know, is it just getting into trash every once in a while, not being destructive? You know, maybe it could be rehabilitated by being put back into a natural bear setting where it doesn't have access to a lot of different attractants. If it's something that's going to be continually tearing into people's sheds or homes, you know, that's something that we take a little more seriously, and that's a bear that we usually would decide to euthanize.
Any particular pattern as far as particular location, area, or the type of food source involved with all 8 of these bears?
No, actually, they've kind of been scattered all over town. We did have a sibling pair that was out at the Mendenhall campground that was continually tearing into tents, getting access to food, but being destructive nonetheless. This was a behavior that the same couple or the sibling pair was doing last year as well. So, you know, from year to year, we're seeing the same pattern with these animals. And at that point, you know, it was our decision to euthanize those animals just to prevent anything from more serious from happening.
But when you do relocate, and especially if you relocate it outside the Juneau area, that's some time and an expense in order to relocate that bear.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it is very time consuming. It takes a lot of money to be able to move those bears. Usually when we're moving bears, we know from past experience that we need to put a lot of water between us and the bear. So it means, you know, getting bears on a boat, moving them out of town. That does take time and money.
They can't swim, though, can't they?
They sure can, yeah, no. So we just try to make sure that we put them in a location where if they swim, they're still going to be far away from town.
Do they have any sort of natural instinct to return to a particular area, like, for example, salmon do?
I believe they probably do. You know, I know that we've had experiences where we would relocate bears, you know, far out of town along the road system, and, you know, within several days, they'd come back to the same location that we've captured them. Yes, absolutely.
How do you bear-proof a chicken coop?
You know what? The electricity. You know, get an electric fence. If you've got a garden you want to protect, an area that have goat, chicken coops, anything like that, electricity is the ultimate equalizer when it comes to bears. So I would highly recommend those people get an electric fence, put it up, and we have a couple here that we can loan out to people if they want to give it a try, but it's always a good idea if you have livestock.
And just kind of a simple farm-grade type of electric fence, electric wire?
Correct, yep. So I think there's nylon-type wires that have metal that runs through them. I know that Swampy Acres at one point had carried a bunch of materials for electric fence, so it would be a good place locally to check out, or you can purchase electric fences online as well.